for Health presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
Hey, welcome back. You know, our next guest usually does the show introductions, but today the tables are turned. I get the privilege of interviewing co-host of To Your Good Health Radio. She has a Master's of Science degree in Exercise Physiology and Kinesiology. She's the Director of Operations for Radio MD. She's been featured in Shape Magazine, Inside Sports, and more. She's a sought-after personal trainer for over 20 years, here to share how to get healthy, fit, and feel great. Welcome, special guest, Melanie Cole, MS. Melanie. Well,
thank you, Dr. Friedman. I'm so glad to be here with you.
Okay. You know, I guess I can't thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be here today, because being here is part of your schedule.
It is, and I do love it.
It's great. So let's dive right in. You know, exercise is something so many want to do, but a lot of us just can't find the time. You know, I have a friend who's been telling me for months now, Melanie, next week I'm going to join the gym. What tips do you have to combat the number one inhibitor of exercise called procrastination?
So the thing I say, Dr. Friedman, is nobody has time to exercise. I don't have time. You don't have time. You have to make the time, just like you make the time to go poop, or make the time to brush your teeth, or make the time to eat a meal. You have to make the time to exercise. You and I are both very busy people. But when I'm working and I'm on the air and I'm at my computer, I get up every half an hour and do 10 minutes on my treadmill. 10 minutes. Is all you need to do. The American College of Sports Medicine recommends that you only need 30 to 45 minutes a day, but it can be done in increments. It does not have to be done in one fell swoop, because people say, I don't have 45 minutes. So do it in 10-minute increments. Do it in 5-minute increments. Whatever it is, you want to try and get your 30 minutes in a day, 150 minutes a week. So if you're somebody that busy, make 5 minutes. Five times a day.
You bring a big point. You say 150 minutes a week. Do you realize there's 160 hours in a week? Can't they find the time to do 3 or 4 hours of exercise? You know, people,
well,
like you
is.
Say, they always
That's
use
true.
That excuse.
It's a big excuse, but I mean, I understand why people are feeling that way. But the fact is, if you wore your gym shoes around, your running shoes, then you'd be able to fit that time in a little bit easier. You just get up. You don't have to change outfits and put on your shoes at work. You keep those shoes at your desk, and you get up every half an hour from your desk and run around the building a couple times and then go back to your desk. There's no reason you can't fit it in.
Yeah, you're right about people with the all or nothing. A lot of guys, if I can't go an hour and a half and pump every muscle, I'm not going to go. But, you know, 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there makes a difference. That makes sense. Now, the majority of people that start exercising quit within 90 days. That's a statistic, because they get frustrated. They can't fit into their skinny jeans. What are some realistic expectations when it comes to exercise, and how long until people can see results?
Well, I personally think people can see results after the first day or the first week. You will feel better. If you're really tired and your decision is between sitting down to watch TV for a while or getting on the treadmill or going to take a walk, I can guarantee almost 100% you'll feel better from that walk. You will. You won't be as tired. Your body kind of wakes up. Your blood flow increases. Your vision gets clearer. Everything. So you see results right away. As far as long-term results, you know, we say in the biz, we say 4 to 6 weeks, 6 to 12 weeks, anywhere in there to actually see musculoskeletal changes that you notice. You know, inches being reduced from weight training and heart increases and being able to, you know, go longer when you run or walk. Those kind of things may take up to 4 to 6 weeks, but they will increase and motivate yourself, because the better the increases, the more you will continue. It's like that motivation. You see the increases, so you keep going. And that's what makes it easier for everybody, is once you see those, you want it more and more.
Right. And I've read one of the biggest reasons people don't see results is because they don't mix up their routines enough. Is variety really the spice of life when it comes to exercise? What's your opinion on same old, same old?
You know, variety is. However, I also think, and I differ from some of my peers in this in this arena here, in that I think if something works for you and you like it and it's working for you and you're sticking with it, then stick with it. If you try and change to the elliptical when you're somebody who really, really likes the treadmill, and you get on the elliptical and it's, oh my God, it's so hard, and you're breathing heavily and everything, and then you're sore or something the next day, you might not want to go back on it. So the adherence rate is lower. when you switch around a lot. But if you're somebody that really likes the variety, you want to see that muscular change, maybe you've worked a lot on your quads, you need to see a little hamstrings, you know, you've gotten your abdominals, now you need your low back, switch it around is great. You will see really great results. But if you need to adhere to something and you're a creature of habit, then stick to what you're doing and stick to what works.
That makes sense. What about people that spend 45 minutes on the treadmill and then go out and eat pizza because they feel they've, quote, earned it? Does that completely cancel out all the hard work? I can't tell you how many times I've been on the treadmill, so I can't wait to go to McDonald's, the lady says to me next, that's running next to me.
Okay, so you know what? It doesn't completely cancel it, because being on the treadmill and doing your cardiovascular work, which is what we're talking about right there, is good for your heart. It's good for your cholesterol. It's good for your blood flow and your arteries and the plaques. So you go out and eat pizza or McDonald's. What it does, you know, kind of destroy is your weight control, at, you know, part of the activity. So exercise burns fat for its fuel. So you are absolutely burning fat, you know, doing all these great things for weight control, and then you blow it by eating so much that you didn't just calories in, calories out. You just blew all those calories that you just burned. However, the cardiovascular benefits, no, they don't really go away if you go eat junk after you've exercised. You still did something great for your cardiovascular system.
That makes sense. Now, there's so many different, you know, opinions out there of exercise to lose weight, from cardio, circuit training, high repetition, weightlifting. What have you found that works best for your clients?
What works best for my clients? No, I'm saying what works best for them is whatever works best for them. A combination of all those things that you just mentioned.
Gotcha.
The number one trend by the American College of Sports Medicine, the fitness trend for 2014, is high-intensity interval training, or HIIT training. And high-intensity interval makes my clients feel like they're really getting a good workout. It's a circuit train. It's intense. It combines cardio with weights and push-ups and old-school lunges and sit-ups. I mean, it's a fantastic way to work out. I like the combination of the cardiovascular workout, treadmill, and your weight training. You know, combining yoga, just like with you, Dr. Friedman, with chiropractic being combined with orthopedics and athletic training and exercise physiology, training is going the same way. We're combining yoga and chiropractic moves and Pilates and physical therapy. Tons of physical therapy is coming and making its way into personal training. So I think that it's a combination of all of these things. We're doing pelvic tilts. We're doing planking, which is Pilates. We're doing stretching and things, which is ballet and yoga. So all of it combined is like the best combination.
That's great. Yeah, great, great stuff. Is it best to work out morning or evening? What do you prefer?
The lowest dropout rate for adherence is in the morning, but it also can increase the heart attack risk for men that are at risk for heart attacks. I like the morning the best, but whenever you are willing to do it is the best time to do it.
Wow. So say that again. So the morning would increase the risk of heart attack?
Morning is better adherence. Studies have shown that people who exercise in the morning tend to stick with it more. They stick with it longer, but there is a higher risk of heart attacks for people that exercise in the morning that are at risk for heart attacks. So I say it's up to adherence. If you like mornings, do mornings. If you like afternoon after work and you're not too tired, that's when you should do it.
That makes sense. And then before or after breakfast in the morning? Exercise.
Oh, I think you eat something small so that your blood sugar levels have a chance to, you know, exercise has an insulin-like effect, Dr. Friedman. So you eat a little something, a half a banana, some peanut butter toast, get out there, do your exercise, and then maybe have a fruit smoothie or some oatmeal or something afterwards.
Wow, great information, man. It's been fun chatting with you. I know you're always in the background, and you've got just this great knowledge, and it's great for you to get out there and share it. Exercise is so important, and, you know, thanks for sharing. It's with so many people living sedentary lifestyle, it's more important now than ever to make time to exercise. And if you heard something today you'd like to share or listen to again, podcasts are available at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. Listen to them on the go, in your car, even while you exercise. Don't go away. We have more to come right after this short break. Stay well and stay tuned.